You're still editing?
I call it Fredditing. You really thought that was funny?
No.
What's Fredly working on?
A new video short for iCarly. It's a parody of all the vampire movies and TV shows.
Look what I made!
What?
An egg shooter.
Oh, geez.
You take a raw egg, put it in this end, and then you pump this part like 18 or 20 times. 19, 20! You see that target way over there?
I see it.
Watch this.
Yeah.
Aw. Oh, no! Why? Oh! Again! I don't understand!
The perfect Christmas gift.
But I don't understand how it could even...
Hey, can I come in for to get off that computer? Have you guys seen this? You gotta see this!
No, wait, just give me about 20...
Go down!
Oh! It was rendering.
What is Neville?
Papperman?
No, Neville Van Hooter Schmoozen.
The pianist?
There's only one Neville.
And he's not a pianist.
I'm gonna go ride bikes with Sacco.
What's up with Neville? Here, watch.
Dill pickles, kosher pickles, sweet pickles. Ah! Bread and butter pickles. Last jar. Oh, no!
I'm sorry.
Sorry? You're sorry? That was the last dang jar of bread and butter pickles in this store. Where's your stupid mother? Where is she?
Were you gonna buy this lollipop?
Well, now it's broken. Not so fun, is it?
Already over a million views. And you should read the comments. Everyone's hating Neville.
Man, this is bad for him.
It's gonna ruin his life.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm so cold.
There you go. We proved it.
Ice is very cold.
Cold enough to freeze your gibbies.
Okay. Next on iCarly, it's time for the premiere of our newest short film.
Which is like a long film,
but short.
Now please enjoy...
Another vampire thing.
That no one needs or wants.
It's called
Moonlight Twiblood.
Hi. Are you a vampire?
Why, no, ma'am. I'm a what you call a cowboy. Cowboy.
Will you be my vampire boyfriend?
Hey, you dumb tadpole! I done told you I ain't nary no vampire! Ugh.
I want a vampire. As a boyfriend.
Well, here comes the vampire.
in slow motion.
Ooh. Hi. My friend says you're a vampire boy.
It's true.
Come to my house. You breathe funny. So, will you be my vampire boyfriend? My BBF? Because that's what I want.
Nobody can love me. I'm a monster.
Do you want to kiss me?
If I do, I might bite your neck. You know, murderously.
You're stupid.
I can't love either one of you.
But I'm so fun to be with. And I'm great with kids.
You're my vampire boyfriend.
What? You said your relationship with her was just casual.
It is. But I can't love you either.
Why?
You're a bra.
Oh.
You seem hungry and stupid. Wasn't that awful?
Yes, thanks for watching our truly terrible short film.
And speaking of terrible, let's take another look at that awesome video gone viral
of Neville being a jerk face.
Playback.
Oh, here we go. Sure. Cry it up. Well, I'm crying on the inside because I don't have any dang bread and butter pickles. Jerk.
And that's why America now hates Neville Papperman.
We've always hated him.
We were ahead of the curve.
All right, that concludes another episode of iCarly.
And for now, we'll pretend that concludes is a word.
Good night.
Continue.
Bye. Bye.
See you guys.
And we're clear.
Woo! Good night, nurse.
Hey, Gib. Feeling better?
My toes are numb.
Well, numb toes or not, you're still going to have a lot of fun tomorrow night at our karma party.
What party?
Why didn't you invite him?
I didn't want him to come.
You're totally invited.
Thanks. So, what's a karma party?
It's a special party where you celebrate the failure and disappointments of your enemies.
And since Neville is now the most hated kid in America, we are going to celebrate.
So, what kind of food do you have at a karma party?
Just desserts.
Oh! Oh! Whoa. Oh, no! Oh! Oh!
That was.
I don't get it.
The chicken Parmesan.
Fantastic.
Really good.
Hi, Freddie.
Hey.
What's up?
You were awesome in that vampire thing on iCarly.
Oh, thanks. You know, I edited that whole movie with some new software I just got. Cutting Room Flow.
Would you say that again?
But like the way you did Moonlight Twyblood.
Yeah.
Say it like that.
Yeah.
You know, I edited that whole movie with some new software I just got. Cutting Room Flow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was it.
Seriously.
I love this karma corn.
like everyone's liking the karma apples.
People sure love pun food.
To Neville's misery! Woo! Misery!
Everyone hates me. My life is over.
You get for screaming at that little girl. Wet.
See you guys.
Bye.
Thanks for coming to our karma party. Karma again. Okay. Okay, that was a really fun party.
Yep. One final toast to the downfall of Neville Pepperman.
Woo! He has fallen down.
All right, in the drain, huh? Mm. Hey, I love that liquid soap you guys have in your bathroom. I am done with bar soap.
Who texted you?
One of those girls that just left. Freddie, you are so, so hot.
Man, what is it with girls? A guy acts like a stupid vampire on a screen and they get all floppy. Who's that?
Somebody probably forgot something.
Neville? What's he doing here?
I don't know.
Must you eat your pudding so loudly?
Okay, Neville, why are you really here?
Yeah, why?
You hate us.
I don't hate anyone anymore. Except myself. Until I saw that video of me shouting at that little girl, I didn't realize what a terrible, awful person I really am.
This pudding rocks.
Okay, Neville.
Don't trust him.
Let's say you really do feel bad about what you did.
Why should we help you?
I know I don't deserve your help, but where else can I turn?
So what do you expect us to do?
Well, first, I'm hoping you'll be kind enough to untie me because I've lost all feeling in my hands and feet.
And after you're untied?
I'd like you to somehow help me show the world that I regret my behavior, that I've changed.
How do we know you've changed?
Yeah, this could just be another one of your tricks.
I'm gonna go to the store across the street and get some more of this pudding.
How can I prove it to you?
You wanna prove it? See this sneaker? My foot's been sweating in this for over a year. Now, here's a half-drunk can of Wahoo Punch. Drink it.
Oh, my God.
You want to prove you're sincere?
Then drink from the shoe.
This Wahoo Punch. Is it organic?
Drink it!
Oh,
What's this?
Dead cricket.
Hey, Freddy.
Oh, hey, Patrice?
Uh-huh. I watched you and iCarly the other night, you know, in Moonlight Twiblood.
Oh, yeah? So did you... Did you like what you saw?
A lot.
I get it.
Well, you should call me.
We'll see.
Okay.
Later.
You guys, can I please do more vampire stuff on iCarly? Please?
Can you just record this?
Oh. Yeah, whenever you're ready.
It doesn't work on us.
Rolling.
Sam here
at the Grubio Smoothie
with America's number one dipwad.
Former dipwad.
Maybe.
Neville.
Neville says he feels really bad about how he screamed at that little girl.
And just to show how sorry he is,
he's handing out free smoothies
that he paid for with his own money.
And free creamed corn
that he made himself.
Hi, have a smoothie and some creamed corn. Thank you for your understanding. Hi, smoothie for you?
Sure.
Wonderful. And here is a bag of creamed corn. The recipe comes from my grandpappy Papperman. Here you go. Take a smoothie, some creamed corn. Enjoy.
Thanks.
Thank you. Hello, fellow person. Have a free smoothie and some creamed corn.
Over 800,000 views.
But the comments are over 96% negative.
Look at that one.
Stupid video. Neville's still the worst person alive.
Oh.
I'd like to back over him with my pickup truck.
Oh.
Hey, Neville, why don't you just take a golf club and... These comments should really be monitored.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What you doing?
Just counting these screws, you know.
Why?
I got nothing else to do. Whatever, it's just... Yeah.
Everyone still hates me.
I guess our video made people think Neville was just trying to do damage control. You know, that he doesn't really even feel bad about what he did.
Hey, do you guys want some advice from me or anything?
Nah,
no thanks.
We're good.
Okay, fine. That's just fine.
Why are you mad?
I'm not mad, I just... I feel kind of left out, you know? I'm just sitting here.
You counting those screws?
Yeah, great. But I feel like I have a little bit more value, you know, more to offer than counting. Forget it.
Oh.
I've got the spins.
Oh.
It's gonna be okay.
No, it's not. No one's ever going to believe I truly feel bad about what I did.
I bet people would believe you if you tell them that.
Hey, guys, look! I'm buttering my face! What? My face isn't toast! Yeah! Woo! What's up with these antics? I don't need this.
Okay, givers, now stick your finger down in the fishbowl.
Okie doke.
Oh! See? It's true. African blowfish do like human flesh.
I thought they were kidding.
Why don't you go sponge that off?
Yes. Hurry,
before you bleed out.
Okay, now we usually don't do anything very serious here on iCarly.
But tonight, we are.
Neville?
Good evening. My name is Neville Amadeus Papperman. I stand before you to sincerely apologize for the inexcusable... Inexcusable...
I hate the way I yelled at that little girl. I don't know why I acted like that, but I know it was really, really wrong. I apologize. And I just wish I could apologize to that little girl.
Neville? You want to say something to Molly?
Molly? Sweet, sweet Molly. I am so sorry for the way I shouted at you.
That's okay.
Oh.
I brought you something.
She brought him something.
Bread and butter pickles? Thank you so much, Molly.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry. It's just the whole vampire thing is kind of played out. I'm more into the werewolf type now.
Werewolf type? Come on, if you were gonna...
Hey, Patrice. Let's roll.
Bye.
Gibby, you have a girlfriend.
We're not exclusive.
Hey, Neville.
Look at all these positive comments I'm getting about my apology.
Wow. Carly was right.
I don't know how I'll ever be able to repay you guys.
Well, just try not to destroy iCarly anymore, all right?
I'll do my best.
Later, Pap.
Bye.
I am so happy. Ooh, lucky penny.
I'm sorry.
No. I'm sorry you don't look where you're going. You know you probably just bruised my buttocks? Jerk.
Can I buy you a smoothie?
No, I have never seen such careless, stupid.
Hey, Neville.
Aw, Chiz.
Spencer here with the iCarly News. Leaders from several nations today gathered in a special place to discuss specific problems and issues. According to a person near the location where the gathering was happening, one of the people tripped and fell over something, which required him to stop doing what he had been doing. According to the specialists, the leader will be back on his feet at some point.